Hi, I'm Johnny Grody, and when I'm not working on the Pixar Theory, I am listening to the Disney Parks Podcast.
Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Parkhopper John from WDWParkhoppers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times, and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast. And now, the Disney Parks Podcast Infotainment Segment.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast Infotainment Show. This is our bonus show for the week. We are so glad that you are here. My name is Parkhopper John. I come to you from WW Parkhoppers. Joining me, as always, is the lovable, huggable, and I just can't get enough of him, my cohort in crime, my online wife, Tony Castelnova from Disney by the Numbers. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I'm getting hungry just looking at this list.
I know. We have a very interesting show for you. It's infotainment, and we're going to be talking about all things Disney Springs, right? This was kind of your idea, so why don't you coach me through what are we going to do today?
Yeah, so, you know, I was down at Disney Springs eating at yet another new eatery this weekend, and I think you had eaten there, too, at Frontera Cucina.
Yeah.
I'm getting really excited about Homecoming, I think more so I got a sneak peek at the menu. Somebody posted the menu online, and it looks like a lot of nice things on there. So I'm saying to myself, you know, there are so many places now to eat down there. Let's come up with what I think is my top five. I'll give you some reasons why I go to these places probably more than anything. And then maybe just talk about some of the other places, or, you know, we'll just post a list and then maybe have people kind of like, you know, add some comments of, you know, why they go to, you know, some of these places over the other ones.
Yeah, that'd be great. Leave us a comment in the section or maybe on Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah. So some of these are closed. Some of them are, well, Fulton's is closed for rehab right now. You know, Planet Hollywood is closed for rehab right now. What else is Portobello's is going to have a rehab. So we'll probably have to go back to some of these places. Now, I can't say I've eaten at every single place on this list, because some of the new ones like Aristo Crepes I haven't eaten at, and the sausage I have not. But looking at this list, I'm damn close to eat at all these places. So I may have a food problem.
I'm shocked they just don't, you know, you don't walk in my name and so like, hey, Tony, how you doing?
There are some places on property that happens, but none of these yet. So, all right. So I thought you want me to start with my list and then. Hello?
Yeah. Sorry. Crazy. It's had a moment of craziness there. Yeah. You want to go your number five, my number five?
Yeah.
And we're sticking to just five apiece. We're not going to do the typical blogger thing, right?
Yeah. No, but just five and only five.
Okay. Five
no
and only five.
No honorable mentions, no double down, no.
Okay. All right.
If I had to take one off, I'd put this one just five.
Yeah. Go for it.
All right. Number five on my list is Wolfgang Puck. Now, Wolfgang Puck Express, and the reason why is I love their pizza. He makes the nice, thin, marguerite pizza or the sausage pizza. But if I'm looking for something quick and easy, not that expensive, something maybe I can share with somebody I'm with, Wolfgang's Pizza is a great place to go. I go for pizza there. That's just what I eat. I've had people, you know, eat the ziti and the meatballs, and those things are good. But I just like to go to Wolfgang for the pizza. It's quick. It's easy. They do take 10% off annual pass holders, too. So should remember that, too. And for the most part, if you go to the one in the marketplace, you can actually eat inside. It's air conditioned. The other one, I think, has a couple tables inside or the stools, and then all the rest of their seating is outside. Or if you want the pizza too, you can eat downstairs at Wolfgang Cafe, not Wolfgang Dining, that's on the second floor, Wolfgang Cafe, you can sit down and actually have pizza served to you by a server. So there you go, Wolfgang Puck.
All right, my number five, if you know anything about me, unfortunately, I love beers and cocktails, and and I do like interesting places to grab a snack, to grab a cocktail. I really love places you can go hang out with your friends and just kind of hang out and enjoy the atmosphere. So my number five is Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar. When I grew up, I loved Indiana Jones movies. I saw I saw Raiders of the Lost Ark probably 33, 36 times in the theater because I was just eat up with it. So for the opportunity to sit inside of Jock Lindsay's bar and hang out and have incredibly well-themed cocktails and have some really good snacks, the pretzel there is just ridiculous. And the other knickknacks they have there are really good as well. Prices are fairly decent for resort dining. And the atmosphere just can't be beat. You don't have the craziness of other places like, you know, Trader Sam's or, you know, when you go places that, you know, the every 20 minutes there's a show. You don't have that going on, but it's just a great place to kick back, relax, a lot of great theming. And it's just a really fun place. If you're lucky enough to get one of the little booths that almost it almost looks like you're walking into like a big shell. Like a big, almost looks like to me like a space.
You know, it's a diving bell. I think
yeah, it's a diving bell. I mean, you're kind of cut off from everybody. It's great if there are a group of people you just sit and chat and have a great time. Have a great beer selection, a great craft beer selection. So Jock Lindsay's is my first choice. So that's number five on my list.
Yeah, you're gonna have to go back because they just recently changed the menu.
Even better.
Now maybe it's number four. All right, number four on my list is Splitsville. Now, I know what you're saying, Tony. Why would you eat at a bowling alley? I'm going to tell you why. Because they have good sushi. And now you're saying to yourself, Tony, how could they have good sushi at a bowling alley? Because they do. They have.
Because it's really a restaurant with a bowling alley.
Yeah. They have hand-rolled sushi that is delicious. I like their sushi there. Now, I'm not going to call it Kimono's California Grill awesomeness, but if you're just looking for some sushi at a reasonable price, Splitsville is the place to go. And they also have good pizza. Maybe I have a theme here of pizza, but that's two for two. I'm Italian and I like pizza. So Splitsville is really good. I haven't had anything bad at Splitsville. They have the bowls, the pizzas, they have hamburgers. Everything comes out good. So,
and by bowls, you mean rice bowls.
Yeah, rice bowls. Yeah. Yeah. But go try the sushi. Go try the sushi or the pizza, and you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. That may pop up on my list, too.
And they do take Tables in Wonderland.
That's a plus.
Tables in Wonderland.
My number four is on the same side of town, and it's Crossroads, the House of Blues. Mm. If you've ever gone to the House of Blues for a concert, this is the best place to grab a pre-concert dinner. They have a Sunday brunch there that is a gospel brunch. If you can get in, it's always sold out. I've lived in Florida for 10 years. I have never been able to get a reservation for the gospel brunch. Apparently, it's just that good. So that's the first thing. If you like Cajun-inspired dining, this is the place for you. I've had their jambalaya. It was amazing. I've had their shrimp etouffee. It's amazing. They have lobster, macaroni, and cheese.
Yeah.
That is to die for. They've got great salads. They've got great cocktails. They have a great beer selection. I'm Irish. Maybe it's me. I'm always going to talk about beer and alcohol. Tony gets the pasta and the pizza. I do like the
lobster mac and cheese there.
Lobster mac and cheese is amazing. Yeah. And the cool thing is they have a really neat little outdoor seating area for you know, drinks and I'm not sure if they serve food out there, but they always have like really great musical acts out there that you can sit and watch and listen to. It's a great dining area. The main dining area can get a little loud. The back dining room is really cool. Yeah. Plus, you know, that's where we had our couple of D23 events. Jeffrey Epstein was there, and I got to meet,
George Caligridis.
George Caligridis spilled the beans.
Who gave us a 5-year plan, and I need to sign an NDA.
Yeah, that's so funny. But yeah, definitely. It's a great place. It's got a lot of atmosphere. So Crossroads House of Blues is my number four.
Yeah, that's a good place. I do like that. Hey, brand new place on my list. Actually, the next three items are all new to Disney Springs. This one is fresh off the list. It's Frontera Cucina by Rick Bayless. This is Mexican food. I would even say Southwestern with a Mexican flair.
Yeah, okay. Okay. I hated it, but go ahead. Really? Oh, yeah. All
right. I think the portion I had the chicken taco, and I had guacamole with chips. And the guacamole I thought was really good. I enjoyed that. The portion size for the taco I thought was enough. I had, I think, like six tacos, and I don't think I had all of them. I don't think I ate all of my chicken either. I think there was a pretty big – certainly, I think two people could share them easily. I didn't finish all mine. Maybe I just wasn't hungry that day. But I thought it was pretty good. I want to go back and try other things because it's hard to really gauge a restaurant from just going once. But it made an impression that I think it was enough for me to go back and try some things. It's not overly expensive either. There's dining inside, and then if you want, you can dine outside. They have a nice little patio. They have pretty big bar area too in the middle. Reservations are recommended, obviously, but I'm sure you could just walk up, sit at the bar, grab a cocktail, and have some food at the bar too. So go check them out. It's right by the Lime Garage.
Yeah. By the time this airs, we'll have the WW Park Hoppers review of Frontera Cucina. And the thing about it is, maybe it was just our experience. Our server was great. The food quality was really good. Some of the things that we got, and we had four people there, is my wife, myself, and two other people. Some of the food came out maybe not the warmest. Our cocktails maybe weren't the greatest. We had some dishes that didn't really, you know, it just for us.
I think you went a little closer to opening day than I did.
Yeah, about a week ago.
Yeah.
A week ago. Thursday. We went last Thursday. Yeah. It just didn't live up to the hype. Now, we're going to go back, and I'm sure that there are great experiences. We're not turned off by it, but our initial experience was not super positive. And the one thing that I want to push back a little bit on is if you order anything but an entree, it's economical. When you order the entrees, then you start getting into, you know, $37 for a taco and an enchilada and the sides. And while the food was good, we could go to our Mexican place and get the same meal for half the price.
Yeah.
Like for $37, Sarah and myself, the four of us could have eaten for $37 pretty much minus alcohol. But,
you know. Could have gone to Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah, for a quarter of the price. The problem is that Sarah and I each had a drink. I did not have an entree. Sarah had an entree. And
well, drinks always run up the bill, right?
Yeah. We had an entree, and when it was all said and done, and they do not take Tables of Wonderland.
No.
It was $108.
Yeah. They do right now are taking cast member discounts. I don't know if that's going to stay or go. Right. But they are not taking any discounts except for cast members right now.
Right.
So
that's your number. That's your number three, right?
Yeah, number three.
Okay.
And number two is SDK, and it's
I haven't done my number three yet.
Sorry.
No, I was just talking about yours. Oh, no. Kachina's not on my list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. Oh, no. My number three is Splitsville.
Ah.
For a couple different reasons. One, you don't necessarily have to have a reservation.
True.
There's usually always room. It's a great place to go last minute, especially during the day. They're also open late at night. And they have several places upstairs and downstairs that are actually somewhat quiet. They have great live entertainment, and their food is actually good. Tony's already enumerated a lot of things that are really good. They have great burgers as well. Their burgers are pretty outstanding, too. So, you know, I have to give them props for that. And it's the only place on property that you can get an icy.
Yeah, that's true.
It's expensive, but you can get an icy there.
Yeah. It's not your 7-Eleven Big Gulp Cup.
No, it's not. It's close.
But they have those pins. Those are pretty big.
They do, and it's a one-time only deal. Yeah. So that's kind of a downer. But other than that, it's great food. Great price. So number three for me is Splitsville.
Yep.
So your number two is?
Number two is STK. The food is really, really good there. The price is really, really high there. The atmosphere for me is a little bit on the edge. You know, it's a little on the loud side. It's very hard to have a conversation. It was four of us, like I said previously, and it's hard to have a conversation. But really, if you're looking for just a good steak, there's probably, you know, like Yachtsman Steakhouse would probably be a good place to go. And then STK is probably number two if you're looking for good meat on property. Now, also, if you're looking for good meat, just go to Kappa at the Four Seasons. But that...
Yeah, I was going to say Four Seasons should be number one on your list.
If you're looking really for really good meat, Wagyu or otherwise, just go to Kappa at the Four Seasons and just be done with it. But if you're going to stay at Disney, STK is a good place. I really enjoyed it there. The food, like I said, the food is good. I'd like to go back and try it again. I'd like to try it for lunch, I think, and see. Price difference, food difference, and see if it, you know, changes my mind about anything there.
Yeah, if there's a price difference, then I would probably be much more inclined to go for lunch.
Yeah. A lot of these places do serve lunch. Sometimes it's a different menu and a different price. Sometimes it's just the same menu, same price. So
that's right.
Yeah, just check online.
When I was doing the 10K this weekend, I walked past the STK in Atlanta.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I thought about you. I thought about you whatever mile I was. I was like going, he's probably still in bed, and I'm out here sweating my nuts off. So,
I guess that's, oh my God.
No, it wasn't. It was, oh God, I've got two more miles to go.
Oh God, why did I sign up for this?
I just want to blow my brains out. Anyway, sorry. I ran the Peachtree Road Race this past weekend, so let me do it. My number two is an oldie but a goodie, AMC's Fork and Screen.
Mm.
I'm a movie buff. Tony turned me on to this. We have something over here in Tampa. We have a couple places that do this. If you love movies and you would love the experience of being able to have a nice meal or even just have stuff delivered to you while you're watching the movie, it might be worth the extra $7 to $8 to go to the Fork and Screen. So basically what it is they have a small number of theaters on the opposite side of the AMC theater, which is right across from Splitsville. And that whole section, you know, you got Splitsville, then you start walking, you've got like, you know, store, Cuban Cigars, store, soccer place, Marvel,
Harley Davidson,
and at the corner, then you turn, then you've got this Fork and Screen, which is right across from the old Planet Hollywood, which is soon to be the Disney Springs Observatory.
Yeah,
so
and Coke is open.
Yeah, now. World of Coke is open. So yeah, I can't wait to go in there. Being an Atlanta boy, so basically, they have an allotment of theaters where they have the really nice seating. It's really comfortable. They rock. They recline, and then they have like table seating. And then servers will come and they'll take your order. And they've got a great menu. They've got a great assortment of cocktails, not necessarily on the most economical side cocktails at MacGuffin's, which is the bar there. But the food's pretty good. I mean, it's you know, it's kind of like bar food. So, you know, you've got burgers, chicken fingers, wraps, that kind of thing. They do have some more entree things, pasta deals. They've got like a pasta with macaroni and cheese. They've got like a pasta primavera kind of thing. They got good salads. They've got great appetizers. What am I missing, T? They've got some really good stuff.
Yeah, they completely changed your menu. Most of the things you just mentioned are not on the menu anymore.
Oh, well, crap. It's been a while. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I don't live there.
So. I was just there yesterday. I was just there for – I watched Independence Day. Yeah, they've changed up the menu a little bit. It's just burgers, salads, and something else. Just a couple of entrees, I think. And that's it now. And even the they don't even have appetizers. Now they're calling them small plates. So, yeah, completely changed up the menu.
So they jacked the prices up another $1.50, $2, right?
Yeah, they probably did. I don't look anymore.
But still, it's a great experience. And like, if you're going to buy popcorn and that kind of stuff, you don't have to go out and get it. You can just hit a button. Somebody will come in and say, what would you like? You know, I'd like a box of Jujubes, I'd like a box of popcorn and two large drinks. And they'll bring it to you. And the drinks there are refillable. They're unlimited drinks, depending on what you order. So, I mean, it's a great experience. It's worth a little bit extra for a very unique experience, especially if you're coming during the summer and you don't want to necessarily be in the pool because it's too hot. You don't want to be in the parks because it's too crowded. And you don't want to go bebopping around, you know, the resorts. You could actually just go have a nice dinner or lunch and see a great movie while you're at it. So Fork and Screen is my number dose.
Yeah. I will tell you this. If you are a local and you do go to the movies a lot, get the AMC Stubbs card. For every $100 you spend, you get $10 back. And if you do Fork and Screen as often as I do, which is like once or twice a month, you know, by the time you purchase your ticket and you have your dinner, you easily spend $100 and then you wind up getting $10 back. So for me, it's completely worth it. It's
I agree. So, well, ladies and gentlemen, Tony's number one.
Now, this should be no surprise to anybody that follows me on Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obvious. It's Marimoto Asia. It's the only.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to go with Wetzel's Pretzels.
Yeah, no.
I'm so disappointed.
It's like, duh. I have eaten probably Marimoto Asia more than Marimoto's eaten at Marimoto Asia.
That is true.
I love this place. I just love the fact that if I want sushi, I can get it. If I want some Chinese food, I can get it. If I want some Korean food, I can get it. Whatever Asian fusion thing I want, I can get some dim sum. I get some dim sum and sushi, whatever. He's got it all. It's all, I think, reasonably priced. Really reasonably priced for Disney. The food is always good. I've not had anything bad at this place. The service is good. Sometimes it's hard to get a table. So, you know, reservations are recommended. And I will give you this tip. There's a couple tips. One is if you want just the really good sushi and sashimi, eat upstairs at what they call the Forbidden Lounge. It's this where the guys make the good sushi. They do have some things up there that they don't offer downstairs. Now, I've heard that you can order stuff and you can't order stuff. So I don't know. It keeps changing. I'm not sure, you know, what they're trying to tell us. But that's allegedly where all the good stuff is. Number two is sometimes, not all the time, it depends on the day of the week, like a Friday and Saturday night. Sometimes you can walk in to sit at the bar and get food. On a really busy night, that's impossible too because all of those tables are gone. So I would say, well, just go sit at the bar and you can eat, but that's not always possible. And they do have two bars. They have one upstairs and one downstairs, but usually they're both filled and so are all the tables. And they'll serve you if you're sitting at a table, on a stool, on a couch, on a lounge chair, anything in either place, but it may be hard to get a place to sit and eat. I just say make a reservation. And give it a try. If you've never done it, if you like Asian food and you've never tried Marimoto Asia, I say give it a shot because I think he's hit it out of the park. And I think this is the hit of Disney Springs, in my opinion, right now.
Yeah, have you tried the street food side
yet? Yes, yeah. And that's just as good. It's just a little bit cheaper, and it's food on a stick.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So it's outside dining, but, you know, hey. You know, if you're okay with that, if you're just looking for a little snack, you know, something to hold you over to dinner or something like that, or maybe you're looking for a light lunch because you're going to have a bigger dinner, just do the street food. You know, he's got lots of interesting things there.
Yeah. Well, my number one is Wetzel's Pretzels. No, my number one is Morimoto Asia. I knew that his would be number one, and I really tried to find something different. And there's really, you know, there's a lot of great places to eat. That,
I thought you would have said something like Raglan Road, John.
Just because I am Irish doesn't mean I like to go to Raglan Road.
Okay.
You know, the Boathouse is great. Super expensive.
Yeah.
The food's okay. You know, we live in Florida, so getting seafood here is not really a big deal. Mm-hmm. You know, the food trucks are, what's the other place that we do go to a lot? We do go to Bongo's for the cocktails, and the food there is incredible. If you like Cuban food, Cuban food is not spicy. So if you think of Cuban food is like, you know, Mexican food or some food that's very super spicy, it's not. It's really good. It's very flavorful. And then the other place that we go to is, completely lost it. Oh, Paradiso 37. Yeah. Because who doesn't like tequila? So, but in retrospect, Morimoto Asia is the entire complete package. Their food is, like Tony said, amazing. They have an outdoor patio that overlooks the actual springs at Disney Springs. And now it's overlooking all the new the stuff. So you're right across from guest relations. You're looking at, you know, you're looking at Kachina. You're looking at Sprinkles. You're looking at the new buildings. It's just an incredible view out there. The inside restaurant used to be the Mannequins nightclub. It's phenomenal. I cannot get over how good the food is. Like Tony said, the service is great. I've not had a bad experience there. It's just a wonderful, and I mean that in the sincerest form of the word.
Tell them about the ribs, John.
Addition. Oh my God. The spare ribs. My mouth is watering just thinking about it.
I know.
They're incredible. Fork tender. Any noodle dish you have there is incredibly well done. It's, you know, it's like handmade stuff. It's one of the best additions, I think, to Disney Springs. And, yeah. You know, I was a big fan of Masahiro Morimoto before he opened up the restaurant because I used to watch Iron Chef back when it was from Japan. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And it's just a great place. It was the most hyped restaurant for a long time. And it's one of the few restaurants that they've been hyping since this whole new Disney Springs thing that I think lived up to the hype.
And they take tables in Wonderland.
And they take tables in Wonderland. You know, like Frontera Cucina. Good experience. I will go back. I'll go back and say I like Mexican. Sid loves Mexican. Yeah. But I don't think it lived up to the hype. It's a gorgeous restaurant. Gorgeous bar.
It's a nice looking inside.
There's like three sections. There's the main dining section, the bar section, like the back patio section. The back patio section is incredible. It's well themed. Food was okay. It wasn't great. Talk to the manager, weren't negative, but just said, hey, he said, how was the food? And we told him. But the minute we walked into Morimoto Asia, the first time I walked in was probably about a week after you. I think I actually walked in your first time. Mm. It just said hi.
Right.
And walked out. You were there with
Raphael.
With Raphael.
Yeah.
I was blown away by just the feel of the restaurant. And then I got a chance to eat there. We had a large group when we ate there and they took great care of us. I've eaten there with just me and Sid and it was a great time. Mm-hmm. We had a couple of events that we got to do where one of the stops is at Morimoto Asia and we just feasted like idiots. We had a great time.
Right.
You know, there's just nothing wrong. You would be doing yourself a favor if you did not go to Morimoto Asia when you visited Disney Springs. The prices are worth it. It's just a great experience.
Yeah. And like you were saying, if you just want to try the street food. That'll just give you, it's cheap, it's inexpensive, it's around the back. And at least you can say, you know what? Hey, that was pretty good. Let's try that for dinner. Just get ready to try the food.
Yeah, think about like Yak and Yeti. You know, you have Yak and Yeti is a restaurant. And then like you have Yak and Yeti Express, which is kind of the same thing, except it's mobile. It's the same concept.
Yeah, food on a stick, my friends. Food on a stick. Hey, we also want to thank Kristen over at Dining at Disney for helping us with this list because I was trying to find a place that has, you know, pretty comprehensive list, and she was able to send us a list, and I just threw a couple extra things on it. So thanks for sending it to us, Kristen. And that's it. That's it. We want to know, I really do want to know, you know, what you guys all like at Disney Springs, what you do, what you like and what you don't like. And I think we're going to throw this, maybe we'll throw this up on Facebook or in a blog post, John, and let people comment on it, you know, what their favorite places are. You know, there's a lot of places on here. Obviously, we, you know, didn't mention like Orla Sandwich and all those kinds of
great places.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't want to throw in like Sprinkles, because Sprinkles is great, but
you can get a cupcake anywhere.
You can get a cupcake anywhere, but you can't necessarily get an icing shot anywhere. Holy cats. So we go to Frontier Cheetah. We eat our brains out. We're full.
Yeah.
Instead of walking around for 15 or 20 minutes to let that digest,
we go right over to the Sprinkles.
We were all like high as cats on catnip when we got done. It was so funny.
The two places are way too close to each other. It's like, that's a good tip. Don't yet have dessert at Frontera. Just go to Sprinkles and get a cupcake and be done with it. Or better yet, do yourself a better service. Go to Amaretto's Pastry. Just pass that, and you get yourself even a better dessert.
Yes, but I want to give you another price money-saving tip.
Okay, here we go.
Take your credit cards, leave them in the car. Take just enough cash to buy your Sprinkles and be done with it. And here's why. When you're high as a kite on sugar, all of the
cupcakes places, look good.
No. All of the retail places around Sprinkles are jewelry stores.
Yes.
All of them. So you've got the Hawaiian jewelry store. You've got the Pandora jewelry store. You've got Alex and Annie. You've got a watch store. You've got sunglasses. Everything around the Sprinkle store is jewelry. Your ass will be in debt if you go and hit Sprinkles and you have your charge cards on you. I'm telling you, because that's what we did.
That's a good tip. It's a good tip. Just leave the cards at home. All right, we're going to post this list, and we want to know, but if you want to email us, it's DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com. Let us know where you eat, what you eat at Disney Springs, because there's really, I think, only one more restaurant left, and that's Art Smith. And I think that's opening up, they're saying, in the couple weeks. Yeah, I think so. They've Art's already shot some video and put it online at artsmith.com. Go to his website. There's a homecoming site. You can sign up for his email list. So I think that's it. That's the last place to open, and then we're done with food.
Well, then we get refurbishments of whatever they're doing
to Fulton's and yeah. So, all right, kids, that's it. And as we'd like to say around here, we'll see ya in the parks.
Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through one reach upon. Your dream.